break a baby on the night you said you would.
All right, 7 after the hour now. Back to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A review of the many discussion items that are going on the air and things that you're talking about, things that are important to you. Maybe some of them are and some of them aren't, and that's why I hustle through some of them to get to the real meat of the matter. One of the things that has troubled me a lot, Jennifer and Richie and Ken are here. Ken Kessler, who's monitoring social media, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Jennifer is here with her usual apt comments as to what's going on in the world from her perspective. Richie is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I want to spend a minute on something that I think we briefly touched on yesterday. The sports radio host Mike Francesca, or Francesca, how do you pronounce it? Francesca or Cesca? I think it's Cesca.
Francesca.
Anyway, is it Francesca? He's probably, arguably, the number one radio personality in New York, at least as far as spoken word is concerned. Does a sports radio show. There's really nobody that's prominent anymore in the world of talk radio at either WABC or WOR. I think this guy is on The Fan, isn't he, Kenny? He's on The Fan. Okay. And that's becoming a very strong station. Sports talk radio is becoming very big here in the world of radio. Scott Shannon's probably the number one music guy in New York City, personality-wise. Anyway, so Francesca gets off on the Mets' Daniel Murphy, who announced he was going to take 3 days off during the first week of the season. And Francesca was pretty sexist. I say that most women who have listened to the comments, women that I've talked to, think that he is like some kind of Neanderthal or Cro-Magnon. I think, Kenny, I referred to it yesterday as knuckle-dragging, and you agreed with me, if I remember correctly. So what's sort of been the reaction? I don't know if we have any Facebook reaction to it or social media reaction ourselves to it, but it seems to me we are all, except for Jennifer, parents. The three men on the program are parents, and I listen to this guy.
But
I
consider
think,
myself a parent because I have to take care of you three.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yes, you got a point.
Thank you very much. And you're the youngest of all of us, so what does that tell you? The idea of paternity leave has been something that's sort of been accepted in our country. I remember when I was teaching school back in the late 60s and early 70s, when this sort of started, there was, I remember in the building where I taught, to-do, sort of, because one of the teachers, I think we had an eight-week, it was just brand new. I think there was an eight-week allowance, if I remember correctly. A teacher could take off 8 weeks if either, well, I believe it was the same for both either men or women. I may not have that right. It may have been longer for women than men. But I know that one of the men who taught with me, I was in my 20s at the time. This guy was in his 30s. It was his second child. And he took the 8 weeks to be with his wife in support, maybe because he could. I don't know. But is it a good idea or not? And I guess that's the first thing. Should paternity leave be an important part of a lady having a baby, a couple having a baby? And then to the more specific incident here of Daniel Murphy taking 3 days off, Francesca said, well, he doesn't need to do that. They're not going to do that. You know, he sounded like an old fart, frankly. If you listen to some, I don't know, Richie, whether you got any of the audio or not.
Okay, I'm gonna take you to task on this one a little bit.
Take me to task?
A little bit.
Okay, help yourself.
Because I know that, here's the thing, 3 days is not that long for someone to want to spend.
I'm not agreeing with this, by the way. Do you think I'm agreeing with it? Why are you taking me to task?
Because you called him a knuckle dragger.
Well, because I don't think that 3 days is any big deal. I think
okay,
he's a knuckle dragger.
Here's where I'm going to say,
he's against it.
I think that we have to go case by case on paternity leave.
Why?
I don't think it's an across-the-board kind of deal.
Why?
Because
if everybody has
well, I'm getting
same
ready to tell you if you stop talking.
Right,
I'm getting
ahead,
there.
Yeah, go ahead.
3 days is not that long. I think we can all agree. If you have a new kid, great. If you can afford to do it, take the 3 days off. Now, as a small business owner, do I want to be forced to give you time off? No. I think if you can afford to take the time off, and if your job can let you off for those 3 days or for that month or for those 8 weeks, good for you. I think that's great. With someone like a baseball player, however, they're making a gigantic amount of money. They're making millions and millions and millions of dollars a year. Does that mean the team owns them? kind of it does. And to actually take time off during opening week, I don't know. I feel like they planned it poorly. I told you this yesterday. I think they could have adjusted the scheduling of when they tried to get pregnant so that this wouldn't have been an issue.
But what says that they scheduled this at all? I mean, well, maybe it was just, whoa,
I think a responsibility when you have, if you want to be there for the birth of your child and you're a baseball player and you know that your time is short, it is your responsibility then to try to schedule when you have your kid.
Sure. Yeah, when you try to have your kid. But maybe, Friday night you go out and the next thing you know, it's,
would
you know.
You dare take the time off if you were a baseball player, Rich?
If I were a baseball player, I would think out of 162 games, they could lose me for three.
Even if it was opening week.
Yeah, especially if it's opening week.
Really? See, I think middle of the season you're doing okay, early season, but this is opening week when your team is gelling around you. I just don't think it looks good for the team.
I really don't. In a week, let's see, the Nats have played three games in this week.
I think you're in the minority.
The Nats are 3-0. They just swept the Nets.
Isn't it interesting that a woman, and I'm going to make this a sexist thing, it's case by case.
And I think with something like a baseball player, and
I don't
make
think any
that
of us agree
money,
with you.
That's
Kenny,
okay.
What do you think?
You don't have to.
I don't have to.
No, I don't agree either. If it were me, I'd be out those 3 days for. Yeah. If I could get them.
Yeah, I had one of my employees here. She works for the Roger Hedgecock Show. She's out in our San Diego affiliate and based out there. And she had her second child last about a year and a half ago now. Came to me and said she wanted to be off for the whole time that she was going to be breastfeeding, which would be 6 months. And I was like, ooh, all right. Let's think about some options. And because I was going to have to pay to have somebody come in and replace her, that was going to cost me money.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just chatted, and she goes, "Well, how about we do this? Whatever it costs you to pay him, deduct that from my salary, and if there's anything left over, you give me that. If there's not, I'm fine with it."
That's fair.
And I was like, that is fair.
Very fair.
Is that legal, I wonder? Could she come back and get you for that?
Well, no. I mean, we had it all in writing. It was all in email. Yeah. So, I mean, I had her in writing that she was agreed to it. Not that I...
What kind of a country would we be living in if that wasn't legal?
You'd be surprised.
You would absolutely. But you know what? We worked with each other. I'm not a huge company. I can't afford just to bring somebody in and replace her. It was going to cost me money. She understood that. We worked together. We worked it out. She got her 6 months off. She's back.
Good.
And
it
like I said,
great.
In most circumstances, good. That works. We actually had a case of paternity leave like a year ago.
At your company.
We're very small. We don't have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of room for people.
You're smaller even than Radio America, another small entrepreneurial broadcast outfit. Yep.
And so we had a guy who's been a longtime employee who said, look, I really want to be there for my wife. This is important for us. It's their third kid. He wanted to be there. So we worked something out where he adjusted his shift. He came in a few hours in the morning and he was available by phone during the day. And that worked for us. And I think that's what I'm getting at, is in most cases you can work something like this out. I just don't know. I mean, I guess it just depends on your boss and on your situation. I just don't like people to have a mandate saying you have to give people paternity leave. You have to give people this. You have to give people that.
Yeah, if it's a small business,
I can't support that because
it'll
put us out of business.
Yeah,
knowing
it can be
my
a crusher.
Well, we're talking about two different things here. All right. So we get the paternity leave discussion in general. But in this circumstance, Daniel Murphy, I think we all agree, did what made sense. And so we're not on Mike Francesca's side. I guess that is how it boils down. Quarter after the hour. Imagine a good night's rest. Less urge during the day to go to the bathroom. This is sort of private talk. For men only? No. Ladies, listen carefully to the story from Richard, who lives in Virginia, who's so thankful found... That's right, Richie. You listen to me talk about PT9. I hope that you're on it. Every man your age ought to be feeding his prostate for a number of reasons. It's effective for a number of reasons. I said less trips to the bathroom. You have a stronger and better prostate, so it'll be healthier as you get older. The flow is normal and healthy. Bladder is good and empty when you're done. All that stuff. Yeah, it may be sticky to talk about it, but this is a good product, a very good product, backed by scientific research. That's why doctors like Ken Kronhaus say, when they say it's guaranteed to work or your money back, then you know it's guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 800-811-3790 to order PT9 direct from the manufacturer. Don't have to go to the store, pay the middleman, have the markup. This is as inexpensive as it gets and as good as it gets. 800-811-3790, PT9, find relief. Call now, get a free gift of Heart Factors Plus, get a bottle of that, along with your three bottles of PT9, all for the same price, 800-811-3790. The best thing about this is you'll get better rest, your partner will get better rest, and you have a better future not worrying about your prostate. 800-811-3790.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double checks, then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PST files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed, may take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellys, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world and a whole lot more only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
Get the podcast of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, a synopsis of what we talk about at Podcast One, podcastone.com, 21 after the hour.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So, right now for your listening and dancing pleasure, the top five songs.
Last night I said these words to my girl.
1964, they're all... Our Beatles songs. This is amazing.
Come on, 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 please, 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 oh yeah, I need you.
So the Beatles at number five this week in 1964 as they hit home runs. Number four, I Want to Hold Your Hand. John, Paul, George, and Ringo making it front and center on stage. Roberto is here to review my class.
Say that something.
No. There's no way that you can keep this beat. Give it a shot. Give it a shot. Go ahead. Hold on a minute. No, it's pap, 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 pap,
let me be your man.
Number three, Dudley.
Number three, Beatles on all five positions. This is another. This is. I love the beginning of this. I'm going to be, Richie, don't start it till I tell you. It's She Loves You.
Yeah, with a face like that.
Was this the best Beatles? Yes. For me, it was. The early
song
Beatles.
Or just these, this,
this album.
63, 64, 65, best years of Beatles. Yeah. All of them, every one of them was a big hit. And this was number three. Now, it sort of got rearranged as the weeks went on, but the amazing fact the Beatles were in all of the top five positions this week in 1964. Wow, what a phenom.
Let's ask the ultimate Beatle fan here. Kenny, what is your favorite Beatles album? Wait, I'm going to guess, and then you tell me whether I'm right.
Okay.
Sgt. Pepper?
I would say Sgt. Pepper,
yep.
Too.
Yeah.
Really? This was my favorite.
That's the ultimate Beatles album.
That's my favorite, though. Okay, number two, Richie.
That's
a great start. This beats the Isley Brothers.
I am a Frumman, Sausage King of Chicago.
Hello, Ferris.
All right. Come on, come on, come on, Richie, crank it up.
And three chords.
Yeah. And them shaking their mobby hairs around. That's what this is.
I will tell you, there are the simple Beatles songs like this, which is three notes and three chords, and it's so easy to play and so much fun. And then you have things like I Feel Fine, which is just like this, you're dancing all over the fretboard of the guitar, and it's a ton of fun. But a lot of respect for George Harrison. Some of the stuff that he did, some of the keys that he played in, just really kind of quirky and weird, and it's it worked for them. They had a different sound, and that's what made them very popular.
They were very popular. So, let's see. Number five, Please Please Me. Number four, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Number three, She Loves You. Number two, Twist and Shout. Number one from the Beatles. These things, when they came out, were mono, Richie. They didn't have stereo.
You know what, though? So the great thing is that they re-released them in stereo.
Right, yeah.
In the past decade, and you can hear it on great stereos. I love them.
Hear it in stereo on FM 105.7. Well, you're digging the Duggar. You were digging the Duggar when these things were around. So there it is, the phenomenal success of the Beatles. All of the top five songs this week in 1964 were from that Beatles album. But great, great stuff. Refreshing as all get out. 28 after on Good Day.
Are you saving enough for retirement?
Our retirement system today largely relies on the 401k plan. Even though we know from human behavioral research that people do not want to have short-term pain for long-term gain.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
If we design our 401k system in the right way, we can opt people into the right decisions, but still give them the freedom to opt out if they want to.
AARP financial educator, John Dolphiné.
Now what companies are doing is they are automatically putting people in the plans. They are automatically raising the amount of money people are contributing each year as they get raises. And they're also putting people into the kind of investments that are appropriate for their age.
Older people are moving into bonds and away from stocks as they get closer to retirement. This helps moderate risk. For more on money issues and retirement planning, check the links on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, April 13th, you can get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple of select guitars on sale. It's deals like 10% off exclusive USA Series Strats, Tellys, and Basses. Or a Fender acoustic guitar at 50% off list for only $139. This is your chance to get the guitar that changed the world and a whole lot more only at Guitar Center Stratathon. Now through Sunday, April 13th at Guitar Center.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Honey, look, I'm getting jerky with it.
You're getting what?
Getting jerky with it. I'm getting jerky at jerkyspot.com. They've got over 100 delicious jerkies to choose from, like crunchy maple bacon jerky, cranberry jalapeno, and even liquor-infused beef jerky.
Go to jerkyspot.com today and save $5 on your first order. Use the code TRYJERKYSPOT. Jerkyspot.com. It's all your favorite jerky in one spot.
Commercial break. Doug had to read a commercial, and they put too many words in for the amount of time that they wanted him to do it, and so we had to speed it up a little bit, so I wanted to see how it sounds.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwood Williams.
We're going to have to redo that one, Dudley.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Oftentimes, while I am in the commercial breaks, news breaks, that sort of thing, I do commercials like that, or we do promotional things for radio stations, the Clarity program. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results at last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams. There you go.
All right, so what's going on?
All right, the Fort Hood shooter had depression and anxiety. Really? Authorities working to piece together the motives of this soldier who killed the three people at Fort Hood on Wednesday before he took his own life, identified a specialist, Ivan Lopez. He never saw combat during a tour in Iraq 3 years ago, had been under treatment for depression and anxiety, also being evaluated for post-traumatic stress disorder. Opening fire at the base, pretty much everybody knows the story. So now people are asking questions. Why? What motivated him? Especially since he really didn't see combat. So what the heck gave him post-traumatic stress disorder?
I'm hearing conflicting reports on this depression and PTSD and that he was actually interviewed for PTSD but showed no signs.
Yeah. So why would he be interviewed if he didn't show any signs?
Well, I guess when you come back
probably
from...
Probably because his anxiety disorder maybe made them check him for post-traumatic stress.
Okay, so then do we follow it back? Why was he anxious? Is that why he never saw combat? If that's the case, why was he ever brought into the service in the first place? Or if he had some sort of a problem, why didn't they muster him out, give him treatment, do something with him other than just let him hang? I'm flabbergasted by this. And we find these stories all the time and wonder what's going on in the veterans' hospitals that you hear complaints about all the time. People who are going there that are they give some of the soldiers dishonorable discharges, so they don't have to treat them. They find some, you know, squirrely reason for giving a dishonorable discharge, and they don't have to treat them.
This shooting makes me ask the question, what are the screening process before you can join the military? I think that's what we really need to know, and we probably need to find that out. We should look around for an answer to that.
Yeah. All right, we're discussing.
Well, what is the screening process for hiring anybody for anywhere?
For anything, exactly.
I mean, what's your
Jennifer,
screening process?
You, Doug,
you
don't
know
hire
what
so much.
My screening process is my gut, and that's,
I won't
that's not
have
a good one.
Anybody who's around me that might be considered full time on active duty must work for me part time for a while, so I get to know who they are, what they do, how they work. I've done this a couple of times. I know myself too well. And it always has been a problem when I bring somebody in that I don't know to work in either the farm situation or on the air. It never, ever has worked for me to have somebody come in just blind cold, even if they're highly recommended, if they come from some other place, somebody that I know. They don't know me, and I don't know them. But that's easier done on a small scale. If you're running a big business, Richie's got dozens of employees. You got a couple dozen employees anyway there, haven't you?
All around the place, 40?
40 people
couple.
Working there, yeah. So if that's the case, you can't do what I do. You can't bring them in part-time. I guessing we got an opening. You got to bring somebody in.
Some of the weekenders end up being full timers. As far as the radio board op stuff, I can do it there. But yeah, you're right. Sales and marketing. No.
I mean, look what happened with Michael Fortier. He had to go through my screening process first before you hired him.
This is one of the
your
greatest.
Your screening
stories.
Was soup at his
no.
your house.
No, he didn't have to go through it. This is awesome. Michael Fortier, who is the guy behind the scenes here, who does a lot of the work.
With Richie.
Yeah. Right here in my studio.
Yeah.
It was from Leominster, Massachusetts.
Leominster.
Just around the corner from Doug when I had put an ad in the radio journal for this position.
Yeah.
And since he lived up in that area, I said, Doug, I'm going to have him come by your house and you can chat with him and tell me what you think. So Michael does. And Michael's not full of personality. He's a funny guy with a great personality, but you have to get to know him before you actually see it.
Right.
So until then, he is.
Some people would think him.
He's cardboard. He is absolute cardboard.
Yeah.
So he goes to Doug's house and chats with him for a little while, and I call Doug afterwards, and I'm like, so what'd you think? Doug says, not much. He didn't really talk. We didn't really say much. I just chatted with him for a few minutes, and that was it. So then I followed up and chatted with him a couple of times, and I'm like, you know what? There's something about this guy that I think is going to be stable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hired him, and Doug was like,
boy, did you call that?
Whatever, yeah. And I will tell you, Michael is one of the most reliable, dependable,
straightforward. Yeah.
You know exactly
no
what
nonsense.
You're getting.
Exactly.
You know exactly what you're getting, and that's what you want here.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it took a while, but Doug finally was like, well, I love Michael.
I do love Michael. And one of the things that I get a kick out of, Kenny and he and I start together first thing in the morning. And we're all sort of starting, although Kenny's been up all night long putting a lot of the pieces together of the program. So he's sort of awake and alive and tuned in. Michael drinks a lot of coffee and needs coffee in order for him to wake up. I don't. I'm ready, hit the ground running.
But the great
Let's
thing
go.
About Michael is even when he's awake, you can't tell when
true.
He's asleep.
Right.
No, it's the same guy.
It's the same person. But it takes him a while to warm up. So I may say something quick observationally, like this morning we had a couple of mess-ups at the beginning of one of the hours, and it was the first hour that Michael was there, and so I start grumbling a little bit, but I didn't grumble a lot. And he said, geez, give me a minute, will you? We're just getting started. And then I was thinking about yesterday, what a sweet kid he is. He brought me in when I was in your studio in Washington yesterday. He brought me in a couple of cups of fruit because he knows that I like fruit first thing in the morning. And he joked about saying, well, it'd keep you from raiding our refrigerator. But he was really just very thoughtful.
Oh, that's
very,
sweet.
Very
he was excited
sweet.
That you were there.
Yeah. And it was nice because he was very warm.
Well, Doug is probably stolen some of his food out of the refrigerator. So it was just preventative maintenance.
Nah, but
and
it was,
and if for the best description, the best way we can describe Michael. Yeah. Is if you watch SpongeBob SquarePants, he is Squidward.
All right. I don't know who that is.
Without the saxophone.
Hey, SpongeBob.
Okay, next item of interest for Kenny.
I do want to tell you, though, Jennifer, not to throw your train of thought, but I did look up how you enlist in the military.
Yes, and?
So the website is todaysmilitary.com. It can take 2 days. You bring a Social Security card, a birth certificate, and a driver's license. Remove piercings. Do not wear clothing with obscene images. There you go. Bring glasses or wear contacts. Bring along an eyeglass or contact lens case and solution. Get a good night's sleep. Arrive early. Candidates officially complete the process of joining the military once they meet all the requirements of MEPS, which look like fitness requirements, actually. So you have to take
Wouldn't that be the same thing you do no matter what job you are?
You take a multiple choice exam that helps determine which careers the individual is best suited.
Are you A, a man, or B, a woman?
You pass a physical examination. Then step three is you meet with a counselor and determine a career. And then step four, you take the oath of enlistment. Now, I don't happen to see anything about, like, a psych evaluation.
Yeah, well, there ought to be. I remember when I went in for my physical, I just got an announcement I got a notice in the mail. You need to show up on February 18th at 6 a.m., get on the bus and go someplace. They check you out and do all of that. And the first thing the guy says, you got pretty flat feet. And I just think,
I thought you were talking about a physical for the doctor's office. I'm like, what kind of doctor do you go to on a bus?
Not a physical for getting into the service. That was 1968, though.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing maybe a few things.
Flat feet keep you out. I want to just give you some doctor's shoulders and move on.
Used to be a thing. You couldn't serve with flat feet.
Right. Anyway, the Queen.
Call you Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
The Queen yesterday met privately with a Pope at the Vatican, gave him a basket of food, included a bottle of whiskey. The Pope.
Hey, Catholics like to get whiskey flowing. Come on.
The Pope bestowed the Queen with a present for her great grandson, Prince George. It was a precious stone globe with a cross on it. The Queen and her husband, the Duke of Edinburgh, were on the ground in Italy for less than 5 hours before returning to England. The fifth time the Queen has met a Pope in Rome, but it was her most informal visit ever. She's becoming a little more informal. I saw the other night, we were in the hotel room, we watched the movie Diana, which was the supposed story of Diana after she divorced Charles and had the love affair with the Pakistani heart surgeon, and then why she went to Dodi Fayed. And we were talking about it afterwards. Do you really think that the royal family had her bumped off, given the fact that she really wanted to marry this Muslim? And, you know, you could come up with a scenario where they might have been able to do that and get away with it. Who will ever know? Yeah.
I will just never forget. Oh, wow, she's got a broken arm. What? Wait a minute, she's dead?
Yeah. Right, yeah.
I mean, that was just...
Broken arms don't usually lead to death.
Right, yeah. Exactly. In the course of 6 hours.
No. Up next, a family files suit after a woman freezes to death in the hospital morgue. That story after I shouldn't chuckle about it. I'm looking at this and I think, okay, I better tell everybody this is what's coming up next. And then I'm going to do a commercial to combat wrinkles and facial lines. Perhaps not a great idea. What do you think? Everybody with me on this or not?
Who cares about the transition? I think it's okay.
You really think it's okay?
Yeah.
All right. This is about the... What, Richie, you started to say something, and then you just stopped. Is this something that...
Well, I was deciding whether you had time to do your...
Oh, so you need to do your stuff. Okay.
I need to do my stuff.
You do your stuff, and I'll withhold the information.
I just want to hear about the dead frozen woman.
I'm going to tell you about how the government's going to make you drive autonomous motorcycles by 2018 also.
Really? Okay, coming up.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer from the Boston Basket, Wisconsin.
Hi, Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals. Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like heat. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at staples.com/copy and print for details.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to dad.
I'm not sure daddy, the water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
I'm Martine Rudin, Chief Marketing Officer of Macy's. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. And with your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Macy's and our employees across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Happy with Jennifer Horn's point of view. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny are here every day to go through the issues of the day with you. Here's the story from California. Family claims a woman froze to death in the hospital morgue after she was prematurely declared dead. There is an appeals court hearing on Wednesday. Ruled that relatives can proceed with a medical malpractice lawsuit against the hospital. The woman was 80-year-old Maria de Jesus Arroyo, declared dead after suffering a heart attack, placed in a freezer at the hospital. Why am I laughing? This is so, what a story this is. Morticians received the body a couple of days later. They found evidence that she had been alive, tried to fight her way out of the freezer. This is a story for the Twilight Zone or the X Factor or something. Can you imagine? She died of asphyxiation and hypothermia. Good God.
What a nightmare.
Yeah. Richie and story he likes to go through every time he worries about something like this, prematurely declared dead,
because
they want your organs.
They want the parts.
Yeah,
parts
you
is parts,
check
man.
A couple of times.
They're worth a lot of money.
Richie, what do you have cooking?
You know, we talk about autonomous cars, self-driving cars. Well, it looks like the Department of Transportation and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration issued a joint statement yesterday that they're going to have a bill passed that requires all motorcycles to be fully autonomous self-piloting capabilities as early as 2018. They say our goal is not to take away the freedom and adventure, but to save lives. They say that by using GPS trackers, sonar and laser waves, lean angle sensors, and electronic throttle and gyroscopic turn instigators that, you know, kind of like in those things, the what are the little things that the it thing, that
the
they can keep these things upright.
The two-wheeler.
Yes.
Right. Wow. 51 after. Good day.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
In this day and age, who could ask for more? The crime wave is high, with muggings mysterious. All police and detectives are furious, because they can't find the source of this lethally evil force. This is serious, so give me a quarter. I was a witness, get me a reporter. Call April O'Neill in on this case.
This is very lyrically genius stuff,
man. We need help, like off the devil. Have pity on the city, man, it's in trouble. We need heroes like the Lone Ranger. When Tonto came pronto, when there was danger. They didn't say we'd be there in half an hour, because they displayed
Turtle Power by Partners in Crime from the movie Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the first one, the original movie. Number one movie, in fact, during this week in 1990. As we get into movie moments, Chuck Curry is absent with permission today. So Jennifer and I are going to try to bring you up to date on what's going on in the world of movies. In fact, we have, I suppose, speculation. Kenny wants to get in on this as well, because there is a big, big movie. This should be a no-brainer this week. Captain America in the focus next year on Good Day.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax, it checks your answers as you go. Then it double-checks. Then checks again. It checks like a hockey player playing checkers in the Czech Republic. Bring your umbrella, because it's rain checking outside. And when it checks that many times, you can be confident you're doing it right, because it's checked. And you know you're getting the biggest refund you deserve, because it checked that. And then your taxes are done. Checkmate. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
All right, on the Doug Stafford Good Day program, we pride ourselves with being up to date on whatever is going on in the world, and it would appear that most people are buzzing about Captain America. This is the third time, I believe, this character has shown up on screen. Am I right, Kenny? This is the third. He was part of the Avengers, but there was the first Captain America. And it was the first one.
Which I liked a lot.
I did, too. A lot of people thought it was hokey. I liked it a lot. I thought it was a lot of fun, actually. This kid is a wonderful Bay Stater, Massachusetts-born, and very serious about his acting. He's a friend of my son's, and I don't say that, for any other reason than I know he.
I just tripped over that name you dropped.
He got paid $750,000 to do the first one.
I think he's getting more than that.
$7 million.
This one had, they did a $75 million international opening weekend. That's a big deal. Yeah. But it's Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, Robert Redford's in this one, Samuel L. Jackson. So
Robert Redford is in this?
Yes, he sure is.
Really? How in the world? That's sort of. I guess I did know that. I think
he plays Captain Plastic Surgery next to Captain America.
Thank you, Jennifer. All right, so what do we know, Kenny, about the tracking of this movie? Anything that, other than it's big, is it, what, 40 million, 70 million? What does it do? Chucker always likes to give us what he thinks the business will be at the box office over the weekend for a movie like this.
There's talk that this could break the record that the Avengers set. They said that this is the best of the Marvel superhero movies since the Avengers came out, better than the Iron Man and Thor sequels. So,
and Marvel,
this could
my
be
God,
a record-setting weekend.
That comic franchise, you imagine the dough that the owners of this franchise are bringing in.
Cha-ching.
Is Marvel a public company or is it a privately held company? Anybody know?
Disney.
It's a Disney company.
It's Disney product,
Okay, there you go.
Spend the big bucks, and they make the big bucks. Hey, also, just worth mentioning, Dougie, Frankie and Alice. We had one of the stars of the movie, Chandra Wilson, on this week from Grey's Anatomy. And Frankie and Alice opens up. It's a limited release, but it's Halle Berry, it's Felicia Rashad, and Chandra starring around a go-go dancer with multiple personality disorder. The good news, you get to see Halle Berry go-go dance.
Well, I think that it's a limited release this first weekend, then they open it up wide. I think after this.
Yep.
So that's good. Go see that movie as well. That's the word. 59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.